Let me ask you something. What if you couldn't control the outcome? I don't mean that you stopped caring or that you became careless. I mean, what if you did the work, prepared thoroughly, and thought carefully about the risks, and made the decision deliberately, and still discovered that the result wasn't fully yours to dictate in the first place? This is Echoes from the Peak. The longer someone operates in leadership, the more control starts to feel like part of the job. I mean, think about it. You anticipate issues before they surface. You reduce volatility. You build systems that prevent collapse. As a leader, you learn how to read the room, read the market, or sense when something is beginning to drift. Over time, that competence builds confidence, and that confidence quietly turns into an assumption. If I do this well enough, the outcome should reflect it. And often, it does. I mean, preparation does improve probability. Clear thinking does reduce mistakes. And discipline does strengthen execution. But probability is not certainty. And that distinction becomes painfully clear when something unfolds differently than you expected. It's unsettling because it challenges a belief most leaders never say out loud. The belief that enough effort and intelligence can insulate you from surprise. When that belief cracks, the instinct is rarely calm. It's usually control, more oversight, more involvement, more visibility into every moving piece. It feels responsible. It feels like protecting the organization, the team, the standard. But sometimes what we call protection is just discomfort with uncertainty. I mean, there is a difference between influence and control. Influence shapes direction. It sets the tone, the standard, the expectation. Control? Control attempts to eliminate deviation altogether. The first is leadership. The second is often anxiety disguised as discipline. You see, you can do everything within your reach and still encounter variables beyond it. A decision can be sound and still meet resistance. A strategy can be intelligent and still collide with timing that wasn't in your favor. A relationship, well, it can be managed. And it can be managed with integrity and still shift because another person chose differently than what you expected. And when those moments happen, they expose something deeper than strategy. They expose where your identity is anchored. If your identity is anchored to outcomes, then unpredictability feels like a personal indictment. You start replaying conversations in your head. You question whether you missed something obvious. And then you tighten your grip the next time because you don't want to experience that uncertainty again. But what if the problem isn't your effort? What if the problem is the assumption that the outcomes were never fully yours to command? Look, that question is uncomfortable because it forces you to let go of a kind of illusion. The illusion that leadership is about bending reality into alignment through a force of will. It isn't. Leadership is about navigating reality without losing yourself in the process. And you know you cannot control every variable, but you can control your standard. You can control how you think, how you decide, how you communicate, and whether you remain measured when others escalate. You can control whether fear of the outcome starts to distort your judgment. That distinction, it changes the internal experience of leadership. And when you anchor to standards instead of outcomes, you stop chasing validation through results. You still care about performance. You still pursue excellence. But your steadiness no longer rises and falls with every external shift. There's a quieter strength in that posture. It doesn't look dramatic, and it doesn't rely on certainty. It accepts that uncertainty is not a flaw in the system, but a part of the system itself. And here's something that rarely gets discussed. Sometimes the desire for control isn't about the organization at all. Sometimes it's about protecting your own sense of competence. If the outcome aligns, you feel affirmed. If it doesn't, you feel exposed. So, you try to remove the possibility of exposure by tightening control. But exposure is part of growth. It forces you to examine whether your confidence is built on clarity or on outcomes. Look, the leaders who endure are not the ones who eliminate unpredictability. They're not. They're the ones who remain steady inside of it. Those leaders, they prepare thoroughly. They act deliberately, and they accept that the result may not validate them immediately. Those leaders adjust without interpreting adjustment as weakness, and they refine without collapsing into doubt. There is a kind of composure that develops when you stop pretending that you can engineer certainty. It allows you to see more clearly because you're no longer defending your prediction. And it allows you to listen more carefully because you're not trying to script the conversation in advance. If you couldn't control the outcome, what would define you instead? Would it be your ability to eliminate risk? What about your ability to remain grounded when risk shows up anyway? Well, eventually, every leader encounters something that cannot be engineered into submission. Every leader experiences a shift that doesn't respond to force. Every leader experiences a result that doesn't align with their preparation. And every leader experiences moments where their effort and outcome separate. And in that moment, control is not available as a solution. But clarity is. That's today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. If the outcome isn't fully yours to command, what remains fully yours to govern? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.